costume. Well, were you there when the stone was rolled away? Were you there when the stone was rolled away?
Welcome to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and we just heard on the Sacred Sounds label a 45 by the Soul Inspirers called He's All I Need. Thank you so much for tuning in this Sunday. We're now going to hear a number of tracks in a row, although it doesn't take up too much time, off Bethlehem Healing Temple record called It's Going to Rain, and this comes out of Chicago, Illinois. The Bethlehem Healing Temple was led by Bishop Charles E. Poole, and this record is really neat. It's called It's Going to Rain, and we're going to hear You Can't Hide, The Lord Will Make a Way in Times Like This, Thank God for the Blood, It's a Blessing. So we're going to hear all of those right now. Hope you like.
Thank you. reason I know. When I was a sinner, I was living a life of sin. Oh, the Lord came into my soul, and He filled my heart within. And not only that, but He will be your, yeah, bird of light if you will call Him and call Him right. Listen, oh, there is no doubt about it. Ah, I said, when I was a sinner, I was living a life of sin. But one day the Lord came into my soul. Do you know He filled my little heart within? And not only that, but He will make you, yeah, bird of light if you will call Him and call Him right. Oh, there is no doubt about it.
Show me the way. Yeah. so good. But one more thing, I wanna thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. For one more day, I wanna thank the Lord.
We wonder why such a man as Jesus Christ would be crucified. Well, when Socrates was being pestered and threatened by the Athenian government, he said that instead of pestering and threatening him, the Athenian government should have kept him at public expense. The fact that they killed Socrates and built monuments to him after he was dead vindicates his statement, humanity has a habit of stoning its prophets, crucifying its savior, and building monuments to them after their dead. Great God. Why was Jesus crucified? Well, let me try to answer that. Why? The highest achievement of humanity and the greatest revelation of divinity. Why was he put to death? Why, in the cruelest manner of the age. Great God. I said in the cruelest of the ages. Yes, Lord. Let me see here. I wonder, can I answer this question here? Well, Christ was crucified because he had new ideas. You know, any time a man has new ideas, and dares to express them, he's bound to be crucified. Anytime a man does something different or differently, he's bound to be crucified. with God. You know, Jesus was crucified because he didn't have a common sense. You know, usually when people want to downgrade a man, yeah, they say he don't have common sense. But you see, common sense is not worth having. Common sense has never made a contribution, none or to progress. Common sense never would have invented the electric light bulb. Yeah, it felt that the tallow candle and the kerosene lamp were good enough. Common sense, you don't hear me, never would have invented the automobile. It felt that the horse and buggy were good enough. Common sense never would have invented a microphone. Common sense said if you stand and speak loudly enough, the crowd can hear you. Common sense, I feel all right now. Said that if God had wanted man to fly, he would have given him wings. Therefore, common sense never would have invented an airplane. What the world needs now is not common sense. Common sense. Common sense says we've been doing this this way all the time. But uncommon sense said that's a good reason we ought to try another way. Common sense said
that I was in heaven, somewhere around God's great white throne. Yes, I did. And while I was there, it seemed like to me I could see some of my friends who had gone on before. I'd like to take out enough time to name some of them one by one. It seemed like to me I could hear the late Brother Archie Brown singing, I'm gonna leave in the hand of the Lord. But it seemed like I could hear the late Sister Ruth Davis singing, I'm too close to heaven and I can't turn around. Not only her, but it seemed like I could hear the late Madam Edna Dorman Cook singing. Someone is waiting at the gate, I know. If I had a little more time, I could name many more. But since time won't allow me to do this, I'd like to leave one thought with you, my friend. Listen, there is a time to live. Oh, there is a time to live. There is a time.
I know it's the time, and I know he can.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and here we are. The hour is almost up. We just heard the Northeast Detroit Community Choir doing Lord, I Want to Be a Christian off an LP called Wounded for Me on the Grammatol label. Not the kind of stuff I usually play, but that style of choir music is, you know, obviously really important and kind of cool. That track was a little too close to prog rock in a weird way to me, but anyway, don't always have to play stuff that I like. I just want to play stuff that is clearly good, if that makes any sense. But usually, 99% of the time, I also like it. That is a really weird thing for me to say about the song, sorry. We started off this long set with the Bethlehem Healing Temple, a bunch of songs by them off an LP called It's Going to Rain. Then we heard 45 by the Gospel 4, There's No Doubt. Then we heard Mary McGee and the Sons of Christ doing Show Me the Way, 45 on the SOC label. Daughters and Sons of Zion followed that, 45 on the Togetherness label, He Made Right from Wrong. Then absolutely gospel, disco, funky, Eddie and Vivi Washington's Crusade, an instrumental track, Jesus is Coming Back. And then we heard the wonderful Straight Street Choir out of rural Georgia, I Want to Thank the Lord for One More Day, self-release 45. And then we heard a sermon excerpt by the Reverend C.L. Moore, Go Tell It on the Mountain. We heard an excerpt from Side 2. Really great sermon, I think. Then we heard the Swan Silver Tones in the 1970s doing I Can Dream off their LP It's a Miracle. Then we heard the National Independent Singers from 1974, I Have a Father Who Can on the Versa label, self-titled record. And then, like I said, we just heard I didn't get to this yet, sorry. We heard the Southwest Michigan State Choir, led by Maddie Moss Clark, Say Hallelujah, off an LP that I think is called Wonderful Wonderful. It says that on the back. And then, like I said, we just heard the Northeast Detroit Community Choir. We're now going to hear an excerpt from side one of a record called God's Tailor Shop by Reverend S.E. Sawyer and the Zion Hill Baptist Choirs. This is just simply called God's Word and Sermon and Song. And we're going to hear as much of it as we can fit in. And thank you so much for listening to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I hope you have a great week, and you tune in next week. Yeah.
Lovers, that was Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, and you are listening to KXRY Portland. We are found at 107.1 and at 91.1 on Portland's FM dial.